You want to just tell me a little bit about how you got onto this?
About this time a year ago, I was speaking with a polygamist, and he told me that a lot of his friends were moving to Missouri. And I thought that was peculiar. I hadn't heard much about polygamy in Missouri, and that people would actually be moving there surprised me. So I tracked down some of the people that recently moved there. I tracked down some others that had family and there and knew about the area. And I just started trying to figure out what I could learn about the community. And that was difficult because there's not much written about this community. And then eventually I made contact with one of the elders and asked if I could travel there and go to church with him one Sunday. And he agreed. So my mother's side of the family is all from Sedalia, Missouri, which is kind of west central Missouri. This polygamous community I traveled to would be about an hour and a half south of there. And then I went to the University of Missouri, so I'm very familiar with the state of Missouri. I still have family there. But I was not particularly familiar with southwest Missouri, where this community is located, and I really knew nothing about this group of polygamists, or fundamentalist Mormons, if you prefer, until I traveled there. This has been kind of not quite a secret, but not a well-promoted community, and that was one reason it was intriguing to me.
Why do you think that this group chose Missouri specifically?
Well, there is a little bit of history on this. I came to find out that kind of the elders or founders of this community were living in southwest Utah, and one man thought he heard a voice of God one day and climbed a mountain, and God told this man to buy a farm in Missouri. And so he went back and grabbed some of his brothers and friends and other family, and they started driving east. They stopped at a realtor and Fort Scott, Kansas, was just across the state line from Missouri. And there was a brochure there for 600 undeveloped acres in southwest Missouri between the towns of Humansville and Stockton. And they came up with the money, and that was it. They were living in tents for the first summer or so until they could get houses built. This is 1983, by the way.
Tell me a little bit just about what you learned. You spent a lot of time with these families. What were some of the things that really struck you?
Well, first, they're pretty well integrated into southwest Missouri. A lot of people own construction businesses of some kind to get some working all over the area there. And there's a steel fabrication shop that kind of employs a lot of the folks in the community, but they have to do business with people all over the country for their fabrication business. Despite that, not a lot is known even amongst the locals there about that community. I came to find out that a lot of the other people around the southwest Missouri refer to the polygamous community as the compound, even though there's like no tall walls, no armed guards, nothing like that. Even the local prosecutor refers to it as the compound. I think it just goes to show that not much is known about this place. I mean, I drove right in. Everyone was nice. I didn't see a gun all weekend. I think it just speaks to how kind of out in the woods doing their own thing they kind of are.
All right. Well, I look forward to taking a look at your reporting. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.